The workplace is an important part of our lives, with Australian adults spending about a third of our waking hours at work. So it makes sense that employers and employees can play a major role in creating a suicide-safe community. Suicide Prevention Australia has released a work and suicide prevention position statement, which highlights the links between work-related stresses and suicide, as well as providing practical ideas for how workplaces can implement policies and programs to prevent suicide behaviours. We caught up with Policy and Sector Engagement Manager Joe Riley, who says people in workplaces can play a key role in supporting people who are at risk of suicide, as well as each other.
It's really important that we all do look out for our work colleagues. In the position statement, we've included a section from the World Health Organization, which includes some tips on spotting the warning signs of suicide in the workplace, and also some advice on how to respond to a colleague who you think might be contemplating suicide. And also how to support each other in that environment too. It can be very stressful for everyone in the workplace if someone is suicidal. And if a suicide does tragically occur as well, it's really important that the response that's given is compassionate, but it's really thought through. It's a deliberate response which makes sure that people are kept safe and that their concerns are addressed. So the position statement on work and suicide prevention also includes a case study that was kindly provided by the National Standby Response Service, which outlines one scenario of how to respond if there has been a death in the workplace.
To access a copy of the work and suicide prevention position statement, and to find out more about ways workplaces can promote a mentally healthy workplace and play a role in creating a suicide-safe community, visit suicidepreventionaust.org. That's suicidepreventionaust.org.
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.